All right, again, it's good to see everyone. Those that were in class, we're happy to see you in here now also. Pray that everyone's having a good week. I just had a couple thoughts from Galatians chapter 1. Thinking about Paul's story here, you know, I want you to think about, for you for a moment, you know, what could be said about the story you've written so far with your life. Exciting, eventful, traumatic, painful. Right? Think about the story of your life. You know, what would you write about your life right now? You know, I think it's easy to evaluate the life of someone else, especially if we can open up a book and read it. It's a lot harder if we look within introspectively and look at our own lives, right? We're often overcome with fear of having not written a great story with our life. Maybe it's not thrilling enough. Maybe it doesn't seem like it has much purpose. But regardless, you know, there's pretty incredible stories found within Scripture. So just Galatians chapter 1 here, real quick. Just a brief overview of Paul's story, even his legacy. Verses 13 and 14, Paul, we see here, owned up to his own mistakes in his story. Right? There's no hiding his checkered past. Right? He had that zeal to persecute Christianity relentlessly. But he admitted that, and he moved on in his story. He said, I was wrong. I'm going to move on. And, you know, he surrendered to unwavering devotion in God. Then in verses 15 through 17, Paul embraced the second chance that God gave him. Right in those verses right there, he embraced the second chance that God gave him. Right? And he didn't want to squander, if you're to read that, I think he didn't want to squander the second chance that God gave him, although he had a checkered past. And then verses 18 through 24, we're not going to read it all. Paul, think of it this way. Paul engaged with eternity. I think that's a wonderful way of looking at these verses here. He engaged with eternity, and he ends that chapter saying that really his life's about glorifying God. And so he engaged with eternity. So, you know, if we're seeking a story that'll last, one that people will talk about and remember, and a story that actually really mattered, great example right here. We need to follow examples like this. You know, we need to be people that own up to our mistakes, embrace the second chance that God has given us, and engage with eternity. You know, it's not enough just to accumulate the nicest possessions, right? To get to the top of the ladder at work. While none of those things are bad or evil, what really matters is our souls and the souls around us. And I found this one line. I don't know who wrote this. I want to end with this thought here. For in eternity, our souls will be the only remnant from this current life. Right? So then it really matters what's your story going to be. Right? Our story on this earth can't be about all the exciting things we get to do. You know, when we die and those after us are thinking about it, it's going to be, oh boy, I tell you what, they had the best time at the beach once a year and they went on the nicest vacations. Right? And boy, they had a beautiful motorhome or the nicest house and all. That's not going to matter. Right? You can't take that to eternity. So think about what's your story going to be for this week? And let me actually just throw this out there. Read the last couple verses of Acts when you get a chance. The way the book of Acts ends, it ends abruptly. It almost doesn't make sense. But when you think about what the book of Acts is, it's the story of the church. And that story's not finished yet. Right? So the story's not over. Why? Well, because we're the story, right? If you've obeyed the gospel, you're part of that story, and that story hasn't ended. Right? So how is that book going to end? Because you're in it. How's that story going to end? If we can help you this evening, if you need to obey the gospel, put on Christ's baptism with a response of faith, we'd love to do that. Or study it more, we'd love to study it with you. Or if you've went back to a lifestyle of sin, there's something you need to bring before the church, let us pray for you and pray with you. If you have a need this evening, please let us know as we stand and sing.